Shalom Boker Tov. Let's go to page Kuf Yud Gimel. That's Perek Dalet. And we go directly to Or Pinimi. Before you continue, before we go to this, we said that we put the Adam Kadmon, which was the Malchut of Adam Kadmon, which is Shmo, that has a masach. Malchut has created a masach of Bechina Dalet. And then there was the Or En Sof, created the void, and then came back with the Kav, as a Kav into this Halal. We said this Bechina Dalet created the Olam as Olam Kadmon. In this Olam Kadmon, for us at the meantime to know, is five Partsufim. The Partsuf of the Keter of the Keter, which is Adam Kadmon, is considered Keter. Keter of Keter we call Galgalta. Galgalta. Then the Chokhmah of Adam Kadmon, Partsuf Ein Bet. That means Koma of this Olam called Ein Bet is Chokhmah. Which Chokhmah of Ein Sof? Of Ein Sof. Then Sag, Samech Gimel, Bina. That means Koma of this energy is Bina. That means there is Bina of Ein Sof. And then Mem Hei. And then Ben. Each one of those are milui of Shem Hovaya, Ein Bet Beyudin, because the Yud is the first letter of the Shem Hashem. Yud is Ein Bet Chokhmah. So when you take a Hovaya and Memale Beyud, that means you write Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Yud. Vav, Yud, Vav, Hey, Yud, that's called Milui, Beyudin, and that's called Ein Bet. That's a Partsuf. And each one of the Shem Hashem, Chamisha Partsufim. Partsuf Rishon, Galgalta. No idea what it is.
Ein Bet,
Sag, Mem, Hey, Ben. Each is b'milui of Hovaya, Ein Bet is milui of Yudin, Sag is milui Hein, Mem Hei Alfin, Ve Hei Hein, the last Ben is a Shoresh. Is when we write Yud Vav Dalet, Hei Hei, Vav Vav, Hei Hei, Ben 52. And that's 52. 45, which is Mem Hei, is Yud Vav Dalet, Hei Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, because now I am doing with Alfin. And that's 45, Mem Hei Adam. And those five parts of him, just remember.
Okay, I have a...
Hold on. We don't want even to go. These five parts of him of Adam Kadmon are made of a Masach Bechina Dalet. The next, after Masach of Bechina Dalet created and captured this light of Ein Sof in five Partsufim, correct? What is now the Bechina of the Masach? There is his Dachechut from Dalet to Gimel, and right now is Gimel. If Dalet reached till Keter, Masach of Gimel reaches to how far? Bravo, Chokhmah. Now, the whole five Partsufim of Adam Kadmon was created in order to create Olam Atzilut. As a matter of fact, that means that the Tzimtzum Aleph was made Tzimtzum Aleph was made for sake of creating Olam Atzilut. Now, how do I apply this idea here to understand? What is the closest things that to you, close, couldn't be closer than that, to you that is your creation? My word. This is what comes out of my mouth. God wanted Ensof create something that can come closest to what he is. So what is that closest thing? Is what came out of his mouth. You follow what I want to say? Because if you remember, we said Nasa hazivug de kol parzuf. Each parzuf that was created, bepe de rosh shel parzuf ha'elyon mimenu. Okay? This is how parzufim were created by zivug daka. That's Galgalta. Now, since we said Tzimtzum was the cause in order to create Olam called Atzilut, at what is Atzilut? Nearness, to be close. And what is Olam Atzilut, the comma of Olam Atzilut? Bravo. Which Chokhmah? Not Chokhmah Ein Sof. Chokhmah of Ein Sof mitlabesh betoch Chokhmah. That La'ir Ein Sof mitlabesh betoch Chokhmah in order to La'ir be'olam Atzilut. All the Olam Atzilut, now remember, is consist of Eser Sefirot. Each individual, in order to come to do the Tikkun of Tzimtzum Aleph. What happened in the Tzimtzum Aleph? In Tzimtzum Aleph that requires Tikkun, there was Ke'ilim created in Olam Kadmon. However, the Zon, the Zachar Venukva, the Partsuf of Mem He and Ben, in it, the Ke'ilim were not strong enough, could not bear the light, and they break. So therefore, out of that breakage, Ein Sof creates Machshava, a Olam called Atzilut, in order from all these Ke'ilim that are broken and were not able to handle the light, this Olam Atzilut, correct it. That's the idea, that's the machshava. Use these Ke'ilim that are broken and correct in Olam Atzilut. Olam Atzilut has five partsuf as well, like the cause. The cause of Olam Atzilut is Adam Kadmon. Now, what we want to study is not Adam Kadmon, to look at Eser Sefirot of Olam Atzilut. Olam that we call Olam Machshava, Olam Tikkun. Okay? Now, any question up till now?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes.
I like how you gave us a picture from the beginning, how the Tzimtzum went and how the Kav came back and how Olam Kadmon was created. But I want to make sure that I understand this part. You said that the Olam Kadmon and the fourth five parts of him that comes out of Olam Kadmon is the purpose for the creation of Olam Atzilut.
The Tzimtzum Aleph has occurred, I want you to recognize, because what we have to study here is that first, what is Olam Atzilut, made of what? And then, this is Chokhmah. What about Bina of Olam Atzilut? The point is that we have to understand Bina of Olam Atzilut created the Olam of Bria. Why Atzilut couldn't finish the job? Why Bina of Atzilut has to cause a creation called Bria? Here I want to take you how we came from the world of thought to the world of creation. How from thought we came to the creation. How from Atzilut, Partsufim of Atzilut, caused creation called Bria. Another partuf of Atzilut creates Olam Yetzirah. Another partuf of Atzilut creates Olam Asiya.
That's the way it goes. Olam Atzilut is all the partsufim, and then from it, every partsuf is different Olam.
Bravo. All these partsufim, they create what is necessary to bring about that level of consciousness into action.
This is why Olam Atzilut contains all of what?
The whole idea, from the beginning to the end, done, finished. As far as Atzilut is concerned, from 8 Aleph to Tav to Hey Malchut, it's done, finished. That's how long it takes to Bore Ensof to do it. However, when Atzilut, that's the Chokhmah that Hitlabesh Be'olam Atzilut. This is a Chokhmah, a Machshava of Ensof, that Hitlabesh. Now, what is Hitlabesh? I am using the word Hitlabesh now. Up till now, it was not Hitlabshut. Because now we have to understand what is Or Yashar and Or Chozer. Hitlapshut is when there is a Or Chozer. But was in Partsufim of Adam Kadmon Hitlapshut? No. The only Hitlapshut happened because the first time the light withdrew. When it came, the calf came down. The first Hitlapshut, the first real Or Chozer is when Malchut of Atzilut. The Or Ein Sof comes in reality until Malchut of Atzilut. And what is the Koma of Malchut of Atzilut? Chokhmah. It has Eser Sefirah, but the Koma is Chokhmah. Okay, now there is Gimel. The Masach is Gimel, created the Koma called Chokhmah, Eser Sefirot Shel Atzilut. What is the next step? Is Masach Bet. Is Bina. Bina of what? We said that the Makom is Gimel, is Olam Atzilut. The light of Bina, the Zivug, to receive the light of Bina, which is Bichinat Bet, that Zivug is made in Olam Atzilut for purpose of that light of Bina that we capture to create an Olam called Bria. Now, what happened in this point of Bina that created Bria? What was the idea? What happened? When we are talking about Hovaya Yud, K, Vav, K, we are talking about four phases. You remember about the four phases? You remember that we said Yud is Hitpashtut Aleph. Hey, Na'ah. Rav Hitgabrut. That means when it comes to Bet Bina, anywhere, there is what? Hitgabrut. Now, what Hitgabrut means is the concept of Chalon Venekev Tzar. That means it doesn't affect the light. Or Chokhmah wants to go through Bina, says, Hitgabrut, I don't want any Chokhmah. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want any Chokhmah. So what she's doing, good morning, she's Mitgaber, she's doing, but she doesn't create a Hitlapshut. She doesn't create, say, no, I. She says, look, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not interested in Chokhmah, but you want to go through me, go through me. What this means? To go through me to who? No, to go through Bina says, light of Chokhmah. Go through me to go in order to do what? To go to Zon, to Zachar Venukva, to Zerampin Vemalchut. Bina is in between of Chokhmah and the children called Zerampin. And Malchut is the bat, the son and the daughter, the zon, the zachar venukva. Bina becomes only a ma'avar. It's like chalon, nekev tzar, it's a ma'avar. What this means? What is between you and Hashem? מלכות שמיים. What is between you and מלכות שמיים? Between you and מלכות שמיים. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
It's a tzidor.
What is it between me and Ensof right now?
All the masachim.
Which masachim? Show me. Which mas? What is to stop you?
It's infinite.
What? No. Teva.
Nature.
Bina is nature. Bina says, go through me. That's no problem. Here it is. Chokhmah, you want to feed the banim? No problem. I don't want chokhmah, but here it is, you want to go through me. Why go through me? Because chokhmah, ensof, you cannot directly go. That's the hitgabrut to the children. Children cannot take it. Which bina talks like this? The bina that is correcting the shevirat ke'ilim. She comes and she says, listen, that's the bina of atzilut talking. Because she is bichinat bet, and she is produced, caused to be the light of her, the light of bina, was in olam atzilut, in koma of chokhmah. So koma of this bina is really of utmost chokhmah. But however, that chokhmah understands that if this chokhmah of Ensof wants to go through to the children too, it cannot possibly survive because the first time they broke. We will learn how Bina decides what is the tikkun, how it is that mother decides what is the tikkun of the baby, of the ibur in her womb. She decides what's the tikkun. She says, no problem, you want zera, you want to go through? Go through. But you gotta go through a ma'avar. What ma'avar? Ani, I am the nature. I tell you, this is my child. I know 9 months how you are gonna really reach the potential that you want to reach. That's the dialogue, bina of atzilut with Chokhmah of Atzilut. And what is in this Chokhmah of Atzilut? What is Ganuz inside?
Ensof.
What's the name?
Ensof.
Keter. Because remember, Keter is Ganuz inside this Chokhmah that is the Koma of all Eser Sevirot Shel of Atzilut. Now, I want for you to slowly recognize this picture. Eser Sefirot, it's only Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut, because if you understand the Olam Atzilut, you have understood the Machshava, the Partsufim of Adam Kadmon is not a problem to understand how they were created. They were created through Hamshacha. Bina came from Chokhmah. Chokhmah came from Keter. Bina nimshach. Hamshacha is different than heat, lab, shoot. Heat, lab, shoot is or chozer. The only or chozer that really was done and reached the koma is what? Olam Atzilut, koma chokhmah. So I'm talking in Atzilut, I am Koma Chokhmah. I talk Briya, only Koma Bina. I talk Yetzira, only Koma Aleph. I talk Asiya, Shoresh. Shoresh. What do you mean Shoresh? No Aviyut. You create the Aviyut. That's the free will, Shoresh. There is no enforcement. And the light comes Derech Chalon ve'nekev tzar. That means, exam. Let's see if you understand this. Pay attention, please. Here, please pay attention. The light that goes through Bina, to Zerampin Vemalchut, which coma it has, potentially. No?
No, it's Bina.
No, Zerampin is in the Tachat Lebina, no?
Zerampin is below the Bina, in the light that it comes.
Atzilut, I'm talking to Atzilut. Again, I'm saying, the light that shines upon Zerampin v'Malchut, that goes through Bina, right? You said Chochmah goes through Bina to shine upon Zerampin v'Malchut. That's Or Yashar. It's Or Yashar. Where is the Masach of Or Masach? Is on the Malchut of Or Yashar. The Malchut of Or Yashar. So when the light goes through Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin, there is no Hitlapshut, there is a Or Yashar, Nimshach. That's what Or Yashar is. Now, when it goes through Chochmah, we said the light of Bina is created in Olam Atzilut. What is the Koma of that light? What is Koma of that light? It was done in Bichinat Gimel, right, which is Olam Atzilut, right, aval the Masach over there is only Bet. Okay. The Makom, here we go. No, you have it on the piece of wood. Here right now there is a Masach of Gimel, and this creates a Olam called Olam Atzilut, Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut, correct? And it's Gimel. Now, the Hizdachechut from Gimel to Bet, where does it happen? From Gimel to Bet.
How come Gimel and Olam Atzilut?
Because it is, bravo, because Dalet is Olam Adam Kadmon, is the Keter.
Right.
That five parts of him created. But then there is a light that continues after Bechinat Dalet is Hizdachech and create the Olam Adam Kadmon. Now there is Gimel. And Gimel, the light, we said the light that Chochmah that shines Atzilut is created in Adam Kadmon. Now there is Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut that has Koma Chochmah, all of them. The Bina has Chochmah, Zerampin has Chochmah, Malchut has Koma of Malchut of Atzilut is Chochmah. Koma of Zerampin of Atzilut is Chochmah, Bina of Atzilut, Koma of Bina of Atzilut is Chochmah. What that means? That means at the place of the Gimel, there was a Zivuk of Bet and created the Bina of Atzilut, the light of Bina of Atzilut. Because after the whole thing is Gimel Mizdachech, there is Gimel here, now there is Bet. Bet, what kind of a Zivuk Da'aka it gets? It gets only Koma Bina. So when it makes Zivuk and comes only to Koma of Bina of Atzilut, this light that is now captured is called Bichinat Bet Bemakom Gimel. That means it in the Koma of Chochmah, there was a Bina revealed for purpose of creating Olam Bria.
Because we said that the Bina of Atzilut gives the light for the Bina. Remember?
Bravo. That means when there is Bichinat Bet in Gimel,
yeah,
in Atzilut, then there is Or of Bina.
Right.
Now, when Or Chochmah from Ein Sof goes to the Keter Chochmah of Atzilut, does it go to Bina?
Yes. No, actually, what happens here, you said Or Ein Sof or Or Chochmah?
When Or Ein Sof mitlabesh be'Or Chochmah,
mm-hmm,
to shine on Olam Atzilut,
mm-hmm,
goes to Keter of Atzilut, goes to Chochmah of Atzilut, does it go to the Bina of Atzilut?
Yes.
No.
Because we said, yes, it's true, we said it stops at the Malchut of Atzilut, but you're talking about the Bina of Atzilut.
Chochma of Atzilut, Mensh or Chochma of Atzilut receives the light. Or Ein Sof does not continue the Chochma into the Bina. The Koma is Chochma. But when this is Or Yashar, Bina Nimshach Mi Chochma. Zerampin Nimshach Mi Bina. Malchut Nimshach Mi Zerampin.
I thought that you're talking about the Prati of Atzilut. That's why I said it does go all the way down.
Here, let's start again. When the Eser Sefirot of the Or Yashar comes in, goes all the way from Keter, Chochma, Bina, all the way down to Malchut. Only Malchut of Or Yashar has a Masach. If it is Gimel, Bet, or Aleph, or Shoresh, only the Malchut has Masach. No Bina, no Zerampin, no. Only Malchut. Hold on. Only Malchut has a Masach. The first time that light of Ein Sof, that mitlabesh bechokhma, we said this happens in Adam Kadmon, for purpose of shining, illuminating Olam Atzilut. The light was created above in order to shine Olam Atzilut. That is called Or Chokhma, and its Koma is Gimel. But where it was produced, in the Makom, who is Dalet. In the Makom, which is Adam Kadmon. Within Adam Kadmon was created the next in order to go illuminate the lower one. That means to be a cause to the lower one. The lower after the Chokhma. Now, this Chokhma is Or Yashar. Again, goes all the way down till reaches the Malchut. Malchut of Or Yashar in Olam Atzilut has what? Of Bechinat Gimel. Creates Or Chozer all the way to the Keter of Olam Atzilut. Now, Olam Atzilut has its Eser Sefirot, has light of Or Yashar and Or Chozer till Keter. Koma of this Olam Atzilut is Gimel, Chochma. Next Zivug again is done on the Malchut. The light goes on the Malchut, the place, the Makom is Gimel. But right now the Masach is now Bet, because Gimel is Dachech in order to cover Eser Sefirot Shel Olam Atzilut. So when there is a zivuk now within Olam Atzilut of Bechinat Bet, which is Or Bina, the Bina gets captured, a light gets captured within this light that is in Atzilut, a Koma that's only called Bina, within this light of Atzilut, now it captures only a Koma of Bina. Where is Keter Chochma? Are Ganuz inside this light that she has captured by her own power of Bina. Now, what this light is captured for? We always ask, if you captured, you got something, what are you going to do with it? He said, in order to create Olam Bria. Now, what does this capture mean here? We said that the Bina really doesn't capture anything. What she does, she creates a ma'avar in name of Chalon, Venekev Tzar, that has a masach of Bechinat Koma Bet. That means the light that goes through this ma'avar has potentially up to bet, Koma. That means it has Shoresh inside to it. It has Aleph into it, and it has potentially Bet. That means you are able to do Tikkun Nefesh, which is Shoresh, Tikkun Ruach, which is Bichinat Aleph, and Neshama, which is Bina Bichinat Bet. Who controls this? Hama'avar. And his name is Bina. And since she is a Ma'avar for Or Chochmah, even though Chochmah goes through her, for sake of the children, Banim, called Zerampin Vemalchut, she does not create Hitlapshut. She does not create Libush over a Chochmah. Let the Chochmah go through as a Chochmah, but through the Ma'avar. Just remember the words. And then it becomes clear. So therefore, the light that Zerampin, which is only Koma Aleph, and Malchut, which is Koma Shoresh, receives, is potentially Koma Bet. Potentially Koma Bet. Because Binah did not went through his Zachichut of Masach. She did not cause by any shape or form. That's why we say first the moon and the sun both received the light directly. After Hashem said to the Yareach, Lema'iti et Atzmech. That means Malchut, you gotta go and be receiving your light from Zerampin. Each time. We are going to go through this Olamot until you understand the Olam Atzilut, Keter of Atzilut, Chochmah of Atzilut, Binah of Atzilut, and then Zon Shel Atzilut. Now, question again. Zon of Atzilut, what Koma of Light potentially receives? Zon of Atzilut. That means Zerampin v'Malchut of Atzilut. We discussed Bina of Atzilut. We discussed Chochmah of Atzilut. We said that Keter of Atzilut, and which is Ganuz in the Chochmah, comes to the Keter of Atzilut, Chochmah of Atzilut. And then after Chochmah of Atzilut, Chochmah goes through Bina, Derech Nekev, Nekev Tzar v'chalon, in order Chochmah to go, she wants to go down to the Banim called Zerampin Malchut. This light that goes through Nekev Tzar v'chalon, what Koma potentially it has? That's a question, by the way. Remember, after the Chochmah went, his Dachechut of Gimel to Bet created what? Olam Atzilut. His Dachechut of, his Dachechut of Gimel, the process of Gimel, saying the level of Chochmah, no, he has to create Libush, he has to create Or Chozer. What Or can I return? Not Shel Zerampin, not you, nobody. The only light that I can return is the light that was supposed to come to Malchut, and Malchut says, you know, take my light and create a Libush for the rest of these guys. That's essentially what Malchut says. Now, the light, when it comes from Chochmah to Binah, the Koma is Gimel, but the Masach now has a view of what? Bet. And this Bet is Binaf Atzilut. And Binaf Atzilut mitgaber, he says, listen, I am ready only to become a Ma'avar. You are the cause. You are the Elul. Just go through me. But go through me for sake of the Banim, because as much as you love the Banim, I love the Banim too, for sake of the Banim. Please, go through this Ma'avar so they can they can receive you.
Yeah.
Chochma, you hitlabesh b'chochma af ensof, and you went to Memhei, the parsuf of Memhei, ben of Adam Kadmon, and you realized that the vessel, the Keilim, were not able to lisbol, to bear the light, broke. Now, I meet Gaber in front of you. Baba, don't push. Let me go through me. I'll take care of the business. That's why we hear in the Torah says that the Shekhinah yatzah legalut in Bnei Israel. Say, what do you mean yatzah legalut? It says, Chochmah, you can't get close to Chochmah. It's not simple. בוא נקרא, we have, ברוך השם יש לנו זמן, בוא, here. כאן תרח הרבה והעריך להסביר לנו ההפרש מבין בחינת דאור ישר.
תרח זה מישהו אחר.
תרח, נכון. תרח. אותו דבר, comes from the word רתיחה, אומר רתיחה, תרח היה רתיחה, שעת אף רתיחה יצא אברהם. אתה נכון מאוד. כן, בבקשה. בואו, we are, trust me, we have it, we have it and you will feel it, it's just more grinding a little bit. Additional masachim. Additional masachim. Because the light, the problem in the Shevirat Keilim, Olam Nekudim, that we will study, the problem was that the Keilim were not able to handle the light. The Keilim had to be modified in order to be able to handle the light. It's the Shevirah was because of the lack of the Kli, not the light. There is no shinud le light. There is no change in the light.
Right. And that's why it's using Bina for that, because Bina is expert in creating Kli.
Exactly. Bina implemented the plan in order to do the tikkun. Bina Atzilut understood what is the whole purpose of this Chochmah. She's understanding. She came to recognition that is necessary to put this masachim. And what is teva? Masachim. That's the bria. That's why Bina created the bria. And then bria realized that it requires yetzirah. And yetzirah requires asiya. They all were in the master plan called Olam Atzilut. And who thought of all these things? Hakol v'chokhma asita, no problem, we read that. Hakol v'chokhma asita. But then the bina of this chokhma came out and said, to implement this idea, we need to create b'riya yetzirah asiya. And olam hazeh, by the way.
There are three things I have problems with.
Yes.
Okay? When you say that bina is not affecting the light, it is affecting the light.
Okay, let's not argue on that. Let's read here. Let this explain it. I know language. Me and you, unfortunately, we don't have that good of a language. He's the boss. Let's go to the boss. Because he asked a very good question. He says, hey, you told me one hour of a speech. Where this all comes from? And please go here. He says, Hefresh mi bein dalet bechinot de'or yashar. There is dalet phases of Or Yashar, Hamechonim Chochma Bina Zerampim Vemalchut. That's Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke. Done. Obein Dalet Bechinot the Or Chozer. He says, but remember, there is an Or Chozer too. You have to understand what is the Hevder, what is the difference between these two. Hamechonim Gam Kam Otan Hashemot Chochma Bina Zerampim Vemalchut. Same way. Here it is, Or Chozer is consists of, right from the beginning, Chochmah, Bina, Zerampim, Vemalchut. והנה זה כבר ביור הרב לעיל ובאור פנימי, עוד עין אשר בחינת כלים של הצילות. Consider the כלים של עולם הצילות. כלים של עולם הצילות נעשים על ידי אור חוזר העולה למעלה למקומה. So the first אור חוזר that creates עולם הצילות, there is a אור חוזר, and this אור חוזר creates עולם הצילות, שבהם מתלבש עצמות אור אינסוף. So what is עצמות of הצילות? אור אינסוף. What is the ליבוש? Is a חוכמה of הצילות. That's the קומה. שהן דלת בחינות דאור ישר, that means there is the אור ישר, still אור ישר coming in, and here it is, the מלכות of הצילות creates a אור חוזר. ובואו, הנה, רואה, איך דלת הבחינות חוכמה, בינה, זרמפין ומלכות דאור ישר, מתלבש באור חוזר העולה על ידי זיווג דקה, במסך שיש במלכות דאור ישר. Mark it for you. Malchut of Or Yashar. That means when goes through the whole Atzilut, Sefirot of Atzilut, it's not going to do nothing. There is no Hitlapshut. Only there is Or Yashar Nimshach one from the other, and it goes all the way till it reaches the Malchut of Atzilut. Atzmut of this light is En Sof. Koma of this light is Chochma. Atzmut is En Sof. Koma is Chochma. ומכאן תבין, and from here you will understand, בכמה מקומות שכתוב מילת התלבשות. המובן האור, שאור ישר מתלבש באור חוזר, וכשאומר, התלבש האינסוף בחוכמה, פירושו שדלת בחינות חוכמה בינה תפארת ומלכות, דאור ישר המתפשטים מאינסוף, שהמה התלבשו בחוכמה של אור חוזר. So when we say חוכמה, that means there is a or yashar, sherketa chokma bina, all the lights, but it reaches the malchut, malchut takes his own light, says, no thank you, there is a masach, sends it up, or chozer, and that's what it captures. Dahainu b'shiur or chozer. That means whatever the shiur of or chozer, the koma of or chozer is, what koma of chozer? Gimel, you have chokma. Bet, you have bina. Aleph, you have Zerampin. Shoresh, you have Malchut. Dan, שיש לו קומה חוכמה דאור ישר, אשר באור חוזר דקומה חוכמה ההוא, מתלבש כל דלת בחינות דאור ישר, חוכמה בינה זרמפין ומלכות. חוץ מכתר דאור ישר, הגנוז תוך חוכמה דאור ישר. So where is this keter, all this parsufim, all this that was became before? Ganuz inside, because it is already or ensof, ganuz inside this libush called chokhma. And this chokhma goes to the keter of atzilut, chokhma of atzilut, and from chokhma atzilut, ma'avar, over, derech, chalon, nekev, tzar, and reaches who? The zon. Shalom Boker Tov. Efes is Shoresh.
Because I would expect that Shoresh would be
Keter. Because that's what the language we have been using. Shoresh of Or Chozer. That's Or Chozer. That's going to be the what? That's going to be a Chochmah of Or Chozer. What the... How the light starts? Chochmah of Or Chozer. That's why it says pay attention. Or Yashar is different than Or Chozer. There is a difference between Or Yashar and Or Chozer. I have to recognize this. And both of them have Chochmah Bina Zerampin Malchut, four phases. A excuse me, let's go back, please. Here it is, second page, second column, please. I'm page Kuf Yud Gimel. Right, Vehine Vadai. Vehine Vadai, Asher Gam Dalet Bechinot Deor Yashar, HaMitpashtim Me'Ensof. And here for sure, these four phases that they illuminate from Ensof Be'ot, Gam Ken Derech Ilav Alul, Lesiba Ve'Mesuvav, Al Seder Madrega, Shaharei Hen Yotzot Nimshachot Zu Mizu, Nimshachot Zu Mizu. It says that there is a madriga, there is a level. You come from one level, and one level is nimshach, pulled, continued from the one above. Miketer vebina nimshechet michochma vazerampin nimshechet mibina umalchut nimshechet miazerampin. Go few letters down. Omnam, ein ze nikra hitlapshut. כי דלת בחינות דאור ישר אינן מתלבשו, שנאמר העליון מתלבש בבינה כדי להעיר לזה רמפים. חוכמה דזנד מתלבש בבינה, דזנד מתלבש, עובר דרך בינה. It's a מעבר, בינה is a מעבר. מחבלה is a מעבר. יבוק is a מעבר. You go, you're over. Are you, you're okay? Now, כדי להעיר לזה רמפין, כי מתלבש פירושו, what it is מתלבש, created ליבוש, בליבוש של אור חוזר. אור חוזר only causes a type of a ליבוש. העולה על ידי זיווג דעקה מן המסך, שנתקן בחינה ד' שהיא מלכות. וכאן בבינה לא היה שום צמצום. בבינה לא היה שום צמצום. That means, לא היה אור חוזר. מה שכאן, מה כתוב שם? שאין שם מסך מוכן בהקעת אור העליון לאור חוזר. כדי שתאמר שהתלבש האור בבינה דאור ישר, כדי להעיר בזה רמפין דאור ישר, אלא שזה מכונה דרך מעבר. כלומר, שאור אינסוף השייך לזה רמפין דאור ישר, בהכרח שעובר דרך ספירה בינה דאור ישר, להיות העילה והסיבה של זרמפין דאור ישר, ואין הזרמפין דאור ישר הזה יכול להשיג שום אור אם לא על ידי עילה שלו. Now, goes further, he says, what about זרמפין? He says, זרמפין cannot receive anything. Yes, חוכמה goes through בינה, but זרמפין cannot receive anything unless העילה שלו, who is the עילה של זרמפין? It's the mother, it's the בינה. He can only receive from her, not directly from אבא. דרך אמא. Now later on we understand that there is a point that אבא ואמא חדה. חדה נפקין, חדה נשקין, חדה. So that means you touch mother, you got חוכמה. You got Abba, but we will learn this. דהיינו בינה, אבל אין זה נקרא התלבשות במסך בינה, להיותו שאין שם מסך, כמבואר שאין מסך אלא בחינה ד' דהיינו מלכות. וזוכר היטב את ההפרש מבין ב' ד' בחינות דאור ישר לד' בחינות דאור חוזר כדי לא התבלבל. מחכמת הדמיון הקרוב בשמותיהן. כי כשאנו אומרים חוכמה דאור ישר, המובן ספירה שנייה לכתר אור ישר, שנקרא חוכמה. אבל כשאנו אומרים חוכמה דאור חוזר, המובן יש כאן זיווג קקה ועשר ספירות דאור חוזר, המלביש לעשר ספירות דאור ישר, היינו עשרים ספירות של אימות, כשנכללות זו מזו הן מאה ספירות שאנו קוראים לכולם בשם חוכמה דאור חוזר. Now, חוכמה אור חוזר, what ends up to be? דקומה אף אצילות, אף חוכמה. It has 10 ספירות, and each ספירה has 10 ספירות פרטיות, and that's your 100 ברכות כל יום. Because our highest level that we can ever tap in or ever connect is Olam Atzilut. The reason that I bring the Torah and I bring you to understand, get simanim of the Torah, is to be able to remember those things. Otherwise, in maximum, if you are genius, 72 hours, you're going to forget. That's why with this, Limud Torah is the most important thing. It's, otherwise, there is no kli. Otherwise, there is no kli. It's going to, it's just a spark of Ha'arav, Chokhmah, evaporates as quickly as it comes into you. You need to produce this kli. Now, the secret of, I know I want to hold on here to you because we have to, we had too much. Is there any question on this regard?
No, everything is so clear.
She didn't do it Gabrut then.
No, but what I'm saying is,
if she makes an Or Chozer, what happens? If she creates an Or Chozer,
there's going to be a lowering of the light.
She goes through Izdachot.
Yeah, so basically it's sort of, it's attaching itself to Chokhmah no matter what.
We will realize, now this Bina is very complicated. It's divided in three parts. That's where comes the three directions. These three parts we gotta study. It's slowly, be easy. But I want to tell you the following. What all this we studied today, the relation between Atzilut and Bria really means, honestly, how it reflects to a certain degree to Torah. What is the parasha of this week? Hasasi, what's the parasha of this week?
Ekev.
Well, how do you write Ekev? Right, Ein Kuf Bet. What is Ein Kuf Bet stands for? Ein stands Eden. Kuf stands, right? Kodem. Kodem, Adam Kadmon. Kodem. Ve Bet stands Bria. So it means Kodem. Bria was Eden. That means God before created the Bria that we are talking, God created Eden, Gan Eden. That's why he took Hinichu et Adam, began Eden. Now therefore, if you want to go to really, what is Gan Eden, why God created Gan Eden? Because God, we said seven things created prior the creation. Three of those seven, one is Torah, one is Teshuvah, and one Gan Eden. They were created before Bria. Then we learned today that it's Atzilut. That means we're created in Atzilut. That's the light that we say was created in Atzilut. Torah, the Teshuvah, the Gan Eden was created in Olam Atzilut. In idea of Olam Atzilut. Why? Because then it had to go through Tzimtzum. Torah has to go Tzimtzum, 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 till we can understand it here as a story. So he says, what is this Gan Eden? He says, this is a place that God studies with Tzaddikim, the secret of Torah. That's why Kedem of Priya created Gan Eden. So God can go to Gan Eden and study Torah. For what purpose? To teach them the sodot of Torah. Ele mishpatim. That means to say, what is why God, all the laws of God, really those laws. You see the reasoning. You understand how it works. The works of who? You see the truth. He says, what kind of a pleasure this has This is the highest pleasure when you go to Gan Eden. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You study Torah and learn Sodot. So every time you learn a Sod of Torah, where are you? Where do you go?
Gan Eden.
That's why Ekev Tishmeu. If you Shmia, Eze Bechina is Shmia? Bet. Who is Bet? Bina. What is this Bina? This is the old Bina that created the Bereshit. Before the Bereshit was singularity. Akol haya echad. But Bet, Bereshit, became Zon. Now the interest of the children. Abba is a Chochmah. Ima is Bina of Tzilut. We see that Atzilut has parzuf of Abba Ve'ima. And this Abba Ve'ima, for sake of children, they create what is necessary so the children can reach a Olam, receive the light of the Chokhmah that belongs to the Olam Atzilut. That's why Neshamot of Bnei Israel comes from Malchut of Olam Atzilut. Moshe comes from where? Zerampin of Atzilut, Shoresh Zerampin Atzilut is where? Shoresh Zerampin is where? Zag Baruch Abba. Slowly we're going to see with that I send the picture. And that is going to Gan Eden, every time you understand and there is a Chiddush of Torah. That's why Shabbat, there is a possibility, whatever you terach, מה שאתה תורח בליל שבת, אתה אוכל בשבת. What that means? That's how the secret of going to Gan Eden. That's the secret of understanding the Sodot of the Torah. And we, as Bnei Israel, as Yehudi, we took the responsibility to understand the Torah in Arba Bechinot, called Pardes.
How does that relate to the Moshe going up to get the Torah and seeing the aspect of God from behind? That should relate to Gan Eden somehow, because that's where human being can have a connection with God.
The whole Gan Eden is when you have a Chiddush of Torah. If the Chiddush is what a level it is, you are that level of Gan Eden. That's the Ta'anug Emeti. That's the Ta'anug Emeti. Every other Ta'anug comes from this Ta'anug. This Ta'anug includes all the other Ta'anug of the understanding Chiddush in Torah. In where?
In our thoughts.
Our thought is the closest thing to me.
So we can fix the world through our thoughts.
There is nothing else closest than your thought to you.
Okay. But there's something else which is interesting. If you change the language and you don't say creative, but say creating, then it's keep going, the process is happening still. In the past, but it's
don't forget, God brought El Shaddai and gave him the power to say Le'olamo Dai. So there is Dai, there is an end.
Yet you're talking about worlds of beyond time, before time was created.
Okay, beyond time, this physicality doesn't exist. The time was created at the time of Bria.
But the interesting thing is if you look at it as a continuing process, not at something then it can help us to understand that we can connect through our thoughts, through our atzilut, and create tikkun.
But remember that King David says, En chadash tachat shemesh. No?
Everything is on his head, whatever.
Right.
You know, it starts, it's ended. it's in the machshava, and you say why.
That's atzilut.
But if we keep saying that it was created, then it's final. There's nothing we can do about it. But if we say it's created, it's continuing, then we can connect and see.
By the way, the Kehillim were created and finished and done. There's no Kli Jadid. Right. Nachon. You're all the way and get cooked. Understand it? Tanuk ze berosh, hakol berosh. נכון? זה המסביר. הראש זה המסביר. Receiver. From all the body. That's נכון. We are okay? That's right. That's why it's important to keep Shabbat.
Wait, I can ask a question, please.
No, but you should understand. That's why it's important.
It's very important. Shabbat shalom. We know Adonai, we know Aleinu, Maaseh Adonai, Kenal Aleinu, Maaseh Adonai.